Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Tet Amud Bet. Towards the bottom of the Amud, continuing to analyze our Mishnah, which listed the Psulim, and the one point of explicit contention was about small, using the left hand. Menachem Emili, why do we think that the left hand is invalid? Am Rabbi Zera Damakra, Kevata Minchava Yomalei Chapo Mimena. This is in the story of Parshat Shmini, of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Aharon brought the mincha close, and he filled his hand with it, his palm. Kaf zeh niyodemeh, I don't know which hand it is. Kshomer, lakachakon loga shaman, yatsakaf akafakon smalit. That in the kaparata mitzorah, one of the pieces that happens is that he takes the log shaman of the oil, and pours it on Kafa Koena Smalit, his left hand. Kan Smalit, so in other words, the Torah goes out of its way to specify the left hand, to indicate HaKom HaKom Shnomar Kaf, in all I mean. So the default of a Kaf is right. Ah, Vambayle the Gufay, but we need that Pasuk not to teach us about what the meaning of Kaf is, but for the own Halacha of a left hand. The answer is Smalit Acharin Aktiv. Now it's important to note that the next Pasuk, Pasuk Tetzayin in Perek Yud Dalin, says the word smalit again, meaning you take the oil that's on the left hand of the Kohen, where in the previous pasuk said to put it, and have to remember that kaparata mitzorah, like several other rituals in the Mikdash, has a rich version and a poor version. And so a few pasukim later, in v'imdalhu, if the man is too poor and can't afford these korbanot, then he brings a lesser korban, and again he has the oil, and so four times it says, kafa smalit. But there's a hermeneutic system, which is that miut achar miut, meaning an exclusionary word followed by another exclusionary word, actually serves counterintuitively to expand. The answer is smolit acharin aktiv. There's a third time, kan smolit ve'en achar smolit. It's there to tell you this is the only place where we use the left hand. Why don't we say it's the opposite, that it says kaf smolit to tell you kaf means smolit everywhere? The answer is arba asfalik tivi. It says it four times. Treba aniva, treba shir. Two about the poor man, two about the poor rich man. Rabbi Yirmi, the Rabbi Zeira. So if that's the case, aboin yadoi manit vavon ragoi manit tachtiv lamali. When it says that you put the oil and also the blood on the earlobe, the right earlobe, and on the right thumb and on the right big toe, why does it have to say that explicitly? After all, it already said to put the dam on those places, and then it says to put the oil on the spot of the dam. So therefore, we already know where it is. So why keep saying the right? Echad lachshir tzadin, v'chad lifsol tzidei tzadin. One of them is to say that you could put it, the bohen yad is where the nail is. So one is to say you could put it on the side of the finger, and the other is to say but you cannot put it on the inside of the finger. Okay. Now the pasuk says, al dam ha'asham. But in the other context, it says, al mekom dam ha'asham, the location of the dam, not the dam itself. So lamai atu, why are they there? Hani tzricha. Why? Di'i katav rachmana al dam ha'asham. If the Torah just said, put the oil on the dam, v'meina itein itkaneach lo. It's only if the dam is there. If the dam was swept away, you got to start over. Katav rachmana al mekom. Therefore, the Torah says, on the spot of the dam, meaning the place it used to be. If the Torah only said put it on that spot, I might think you have to clean it off. I might think that if the dam's there, it's a chatzitza. In other words, the dam has to go onto the ear, thumb, and big toe, and then has to be cleaned off, and then the shemen has to go there. Therefore, it says al dam hasham, then it should go right on the dam if it's there. Okay, now Amar Rava, this is a very famous piece. Miachar echtiv al dam hasham bi'al makom dam hasham. So the Torah already said that the dam goes on the right earlobe and the right pink thumb and etc. Then it says, and put the shemen on the place of the dam. So why does the Torah repeat itself and say on the right and the right and the right? Just say on the place. Meaning the Torah says, teach you that just like this is the right hand, so the hand used for kmitza is the right hand. Regel regel lechalitza. Why does it say the right foot? To tell you that where it says she shall take the shoe off of his foot in chalitza, it's the right foot. And ozen ozen l'ritzio, when it says that on his right earlobe, it compares it to the unspecified earlobe of the Eved Ivri who's getting it pierced, it's the right earlobe. Okay. Now, smalita asher l'mayata. Why does it say smalit, going backwards, and saying the left palm for the oil, and why does it say that in the case of the asher? Ravidi lifsol yamin dekoin b'mitzora. To tell you that you cannot use the right hand. Why? Everywhere else in the Torah where you can't use the left, you can use the right. Like Kmitza, so if the Torah says here you can use the left, and certainly you could use the right. And therefore it's a smalit, only left and not right. So now, why do we have the whole repetition of the poor man where it says again the left hand, and it says you put it on the right ear, etc., etc.? And now we're going to fall back to Tan Rebbe Shmuel. It says, every time the Torah repeats itself, it repeats itself only for the new information, meaning when the Torah repeats all of the details, like you see, for instance, the Parsha Vayikra and Parsha Tzav, when it talks about the Korbanot, and in many of the Korbanot, it says again, Al Chelev, Al Akliyot, Al Aksalim, Al Kerav Akaved, all of these parts, and it keeps repeating them, and doesn't just say, take the same stuff. It's there for Davar Shnechadesh, but it's only there to teach you the new piece that's there. And all of the other stuff, don't worry about the repetition. So the same thing here is that the Parsha of the poor Metzora is there to teach you that he can bring a lesser Korban. And all of the other stuff is there just to have a proper context. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochana, Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Now in Zvachim we have this, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom shenemra etzba ukuhuna. Anytime the Torah says use your finger, and it, a Kohen takes with his finger, ena elimin, we know that it's the right hand. Now, kasalka daitach etzpa ukahuna bainan, we think that he means you need both etzpa and Kohen. Kidichtiv alakach ha-Kohen midamachatat be-etzpa-o, both of them. Vigamar min mitzora, and we think that we learned that from mitzora, as we just said. Dichtiv etavalkon etzpa-o ha-yimanit, he puts his right finger into the dam. Hari Kmitza loktiva by Elakuna, but in the concept of Kmitza, it doesn't say use your finger, just as the Kohen does Kmitza. When I come out to a small pasul in our Mishnah, we said the left hand is no good for Kmitza. So that means that we find that even when it doesn't say both Etzpa and Kahuna, it's still invalid. Tamarava, O Etzpa, O Kahuna. What Rosh Lakish meant was not you need both, but either one. The Torah says, the Kohen carries the body parts of the animal up to the kevesh. That's a reference to holachat evarim. Not a regal sheyimin b'smol uveto ralachutz. That the right leg is in this Kohen's left hand as he carries it up. And so you see that the left hand is used even though it says Kohen. So you can't tell me every time it says Kohen, that avoda has to be done with the right hand. The answer is Kamrinan O Etzpo Kahuna, meaning Bidavarma Cave Kaparas. The way we answer this is, that's only about something which is vital for Kapara. Remember, carrying the Evarim up to the Kevish is after Kapara has already happened, and if it doesn't happen, the Kapara is still there. But Kabbalat Adam is Ma'akev Kapara. It's one of the vital Avodot. And it says Kohen, Dichtiv, Ikrivu B'nei Aron HaKohanim Et Adam, and we say Zu Kabbalat Adam. Right, the beer beating Vayikra, Udnan kibel b'smol pasal Rabbi Shimon machshir, and we said here Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says if you do kabbalat adam with the left hand, it's kosher, and it says kohen, and it's vital for avoda. So our theory is starting to unravel. The answer is Rabbi Shimon, comrade, would you quoting Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon tartibar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says you need both etzba and kahuna, but everybody else would say or etzba or kahuna. It tells you need the right, that thing has to be done with the right hand, but only in something that's vital for kapara. Who may buy Rabbi Shimon Tarti, since when does Rabbi Shimon say you need both? Etzpa and kuhuna. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol makom shenem rayad in el yamin, etzpa in el yamin. When the Torah says hand or finger, the default is right. So you see that Rabbi Shimon says etzpa alone without kohen tells you yamin. So the answer is they're not the same. Etzpa lo by a kuhuna, kuhuna by etzpa. If the Torah says etzpa, that's good enough. And it's the right hand, the right finger. You don't need for it to say Kohen. But if it says Kohen alone, that's not Etzpah, which means, by the way, the word Kohen is unnecessary. Because once you have Etzpah, it's already right, and Kohen alone doesn't tell you that. Ala Kohen Lamali, so what's the purpose of saying Kohen? The answer is, Bekihuno, that he has to do it wearing Big Day Kahuna. It's a whole separate issue. But let's test this. Vari Zrika lo katav be ela kohuna. Zrika, it says Kohen, just like it said with Kabbalah. It doesn't say Etzba. And you just got through telling me that Rabbi Shimon says that Kohen alone is not enough. Utnan zarak bismol pasul. And in the same Mishnah we had in the beginning, the second paragraph of Zvachim, it says if you did Zrika with the left hand, it's pasul. Below Pablo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon doesn't speak up. And according to your theory, Rabbi Shimon should speak up and say, left hand is good for that too. Because just as Kohen doesn't say Etzba. The answer is, I'm Rabbi, a polygraph Brighta. In a Brighta, Rabbi Shimon really does disagree. Tanya, kibab small pasul, Rabbi Shimon machshir. So there you go. Zarak bismol pasul, Rabbi Shimon machshir. So Rabbi Shimon equates Kabbalah and Zrika, saying both of them are valid if done with the left hand. And that now fits because if Rabbi Shimon says that Kohen alone doesn't tell you right, and neither Kabbalah or Zrika say Etzba, therefore, left is okay. If that's the case, Velahadam or Rava, Yad Yad the Kmitza Lamali, then what do I need Yad Yad the Kmitza? Meaning, Rava said this famous piece that Yad Hayimanit and Boen Yadoimanit, Vabon Ragloimanit, Val Tnuchos No Hayimanit, all of those explicit mentions of the right are only there in order to create a Gzera Shava to other areas of Halacha, and specifically, Yad Yad was there in order to tell me about Kmitza. But if it's true that every time it says Kohen, not according to Rabbi Shimon, but according to Chachamim, every time it says Kohen alone, I know it's with the right, then I don't need Yad Yad. Kunanafka. The answer is Chad the Komets v'Chad the Kiddush Komets. One is doing the Kmitza itself, and the other is then putting the Kmitza into the next Kli that it's going to go to the Mizbeach. So Yad Yad is there to tell me that even Kiddush Komets also needs the right hand. Now, Rabbi Shimon do the boy Kiddush Komets, but Rabbi Shimon says you don't need Kiddush Komets. He says you can put it straight on the Mizbeach. Well, the Rabbi Shimon do boy Kiddush Komets, and according to some who say that Rabbi Shimon requires it, it was small Achshurim Achshur, but he says you could do it with the left hand. Yad Yad do Rav Alamali. So according to Rava, who says, what's the purpose of Yad Yad within Rabbi Shimon's world? Ile Kmitza Gufa, Libra Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Beredi Rochia Nafka. If it's for Kmitza alone, not the Kiddush Komets, which might not be necessary. But if it's for the act of Kmitza alone, then we already learned that from Yehuda Breda Rav Chia. From Yehuda Breda Rav Chia, my time Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon say that you need Kmitza, Damar Kra, Kodesh Kodeshim, Hika, Chatat, V'cha, Hasham? The Mincha is called like a Chatat and like an Hasham, meaning Baal Ovda Bayar Ovda B'yamin K'chatat. If you want to do the Mincha without a Kli, do it with like a Chatat is done, then you do the kmitza with your hand, with the right hand. Follow of Dabi Kli, but if you want to do it with a Kli, then of Dabi small, Kasham. So Rabbi Shimon already has another pasuk that teaches kmitza has to do with the right hand. What does he need Yad Yad for? And he doesn't need Yad Yad for Kiddush Komets because he says you don't need it. So lo nitzucha ela lekomets to minchat chote. He says, why do I need Yad Yad? Teach me that even a minchat chote has to be done with the right hand. Salkadai tachamen ovam Rabbi Shimon lo yichol yekoban omuhudar. We've already seen that Rabbi Shimon's consideration that the reason the Torah said that a chot minchat chatat does not have shemen levona is that it should not be beautiful. So kakamitzlan nami bismol to kasher. Maybe when you do it with the left hand, it should also be kosher. And this we saw earlier on in the parak when he said the whole idea of minchat chote being mentioned explicitly was just to cover Rabbi Shimon. Kamash malan that even the left hand is pasul, even in the case of Minchat Chote, and that's what I get from Yad Yad. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up from the last piece of the Mishnah, and it's going to carry us through to the next piece of Mishnah, all the way to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful